USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC, or he just didn't get the call. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked at the daily briefing what President Trump's tweet was all about.
He's simply pointing out the bias. The president's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it. Where was Bob Iger's apology to the White House staff for Jemele Hill calling the president and anyone associated with him a white supremacist? To Christians around the world for Joy Behr calling Christianity a mental illness?
A new study out found that if you wear glasses, you may, keyword is may, be smarter than the average person. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Defense Secretary James Mattis has expressed concern for shipping after an oil tanker was struck by a missile in the Red Sea. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
Secretary Mattis was aboard a military aircraft when he briefed reporters about concerns for shipping in the international waters of the Red Sea.
The threat to the Red Sea shipping was pretty obvious when you saw the tanker get hit by an Iranian-supplied missile to the Houthis. So the implications of this are not insignificant if we don't get this under control.
Houthi rebels from Yemen caused minor damage to the Saudi oil tanker last month when he fired the Iranian-supplied missile.
Last night in Nashville, Tennessee, the president held one of his signature rallies. There were about 5,000 people in attendance who braved the bad weather. Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn explains what it was like to have President Trump in Nashville.
The event was so exciting. We have so many Tennesseans that packed that arena, even in bad weather.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Starbucks closed more than 8,000 shops for a half day yesterday to conduct racial bias training with 175,000 partners or employees, absorbing an estimated $12 million in sales. Now, this all comes after the arrest of two black men last month at a Philadelphia cafe. Kevin Johnson is the CEO of Starbucks. He explains why this was a big deal.
Murray, we serve over 100 million customer occasions a week. And so, you know, the exceptions are some of the things that you mentioned. We've been dealing with those for years. And so we have a set of principles and things that we respectfully ask customers that visit our stores to follow some certain principles and guidelines. And in the rare cases where they don't, we have exceptions and our store partners know how to handle those. So that, too, is part of the training that we gave yesterday.
Johnson also talks about how Starbucks is taking a huge step forward.
For us, it was important to really focus on this and do it in a way that was authentic to Starbucks and in a way that we felt was core to not only our mission and our values, but core to what we try and create in our stores, which is a sense of belonging.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, the University of Memphis will now offer free tuition to children and spouses of fallen service members. The new policy goes a step further than the Folds of Honor Scholarship, which offers $5,000 to students under the age of 24 whose parents or spouse were severely injured or killed while on active duty. The university's average tuition is around $9,700 per year, which doesn't include some fees, which could also be covered by scholarships. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.